Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to At Home with the Lalas. It's our second podcast. And I just wanted to say a big, big thank you to everyone who tuned in last week. We felt so loved and we felt like we got so much support from so many different people. And it really, really did mean a lot to us.
It really did. And we want to say a huge thank you to Mrs. Rose McGowan. Yes. No, I say Mrs.
Did she get married?
She definitely didn't get married. She's our Rose. And she was just absolutely wonderful. She was open and kind and sweet and just raw and intelligent and all these great parts she has about herself, and all of that really came out in the podcast for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that it actually takes a lot for someone to be so raw, so honest, to put their story out there when not necessarily everyone agrees with it. And it takes a really strong person. So thank you, Rose, for sharing that with us.
Yes, big time. And to everyone else, Lara has a big announcement.
I know. She's looking at me because I'm so excited for today's guest. Today we have on the show Big Nasty. And for those very few listeners that don't know who Big Nasty is, he is a British MC, rapper, singer, author, TV presenter, business owner, and all around one of the funniest guys I know.
Absolutely. I've always really, really enjoyed watching his show, and it's really crazy that we actually got him on our show. It's through you, because are you friends with him? Or did you not crash a video set or something?
All right. No, Nasty is a good friend of mine.
What's the tea, baby?
All of the tea. No, Nasty's a good friend of mine. I met him through my manager, Jay Spio. Shout out to Jay. And I actually met him on a photo shoot that he was doing for Seek, which is an amazing VR brand, which actually at the moment are doing VR concerts of all the biggest singers. So if you're a little bored, check out Seek. It's C-E-E-K. But Jay was on the phone to me and he's like, yeah, I'm doing this big photo shoot with all of these artists for this brand. And I was like, can I be in it? He's like, well, you're not really that big. And I was like, well, I'm kind of going to come down anyway. So I came and I crashed the shoot, and you know, I made them take my photo and stuff. I don't think my photo was used, but I did meet Nasty and we've been friends since. And we did have a good old chat in the car. And
you two had a chat in the car.
We did.
That sounds very...
peculiar. No, it's not peculiar. He was smoking a big old joint and I don't really smoke weed. So the passive smoke for me, I'm already getting like a bit hazy, so I don't know how intelligent I was in that conversation, but he just makes me laugh.
Don't worry, he probably doesn't remember it.
No. He definitely does.
He doesn't
black out like us.
Yeah. First of all, don't ask, because I definitely do not smoke weed. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, just wanted to say that. But we will be talking about weed. We will be talking about CBD and THC, and we will be talking about some of... Actually, do you know what? This brings me to one of the funniest episodes that Big Nasty did. Do you remember the Lily Allen one?
I was actually just about to say the same thing. Do you know, Lau, you sent me that episode, and I watched the show anyway, but you were like, La, if you haven't seen this episode, you've got to watch it.
We probably have to say also that we are both big Lily Allen fans. We play her a lot on our radio show, and we are big fans of her book, and she ended up on Big Nasty's show, and Big Nasty just didn't have a problem asking her.
But see your book now, Miss Lily.
Yeah.
It said, right, you gave the Gallagher man the whap, yeah? You hear me? We're talking about sky sex. Okay. It's Mile High Club as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the air.
you see, with you and Liam Gallagher, did you date, or was it just like a fling?
Yeah, it was just a little 7-hour thing.
And he goes, well, you wrote about it.
Yeah, but it was interesting because she did say it's very different writing something in the comfort of your room.
Correct.
All by yourself than having to speak about it in a room full of people because the Big Nasty...
400 people.
Yeah, the Big Nasty show is live and it's got a live audience. And anyway...
She was awesome on it. I mean, big up Lily because she really held her own and she was just wicked. And also, Big Nasty's just such a nice guy. He's like... He's just this kindest, sweetest man you want to open up to, don't you think?
Yes, you know what? Nasty is the best person to, firstly, for anything like that to happen with. Secondly, to talk about it with, which leads us to our interview with him.
Yes, and I think we should just jump right into it. Here is Big Nasty.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good. Where are you right now? Where's home in the lockdown in Corona times?
I'm right home. I'm in my family home right now. I'm in Essex, just chilling out.
Have you been in lockdown with the full family?
Yeah, man. I've been lockdown with full family. It's been good, man. Spending that quality time.
Right. I just want to introduce you properly to Laura. Hi. She's my co-host. She's an actress. She was on a little show called Game of Thrones, if you've ever heard of that.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm a Lannister. I pay my debt.
Thoughts, honesty, on the last season?
The last season was a disgrace.
I knew you were going to say that.
Tell us
Rob
how
Stark,
you...
What he did to Khaleesi, he was so wrong on so many levels.
Do you know what? I'm gonna be a horrible person right now. Even though she's my best friend in the world, I've never watched a single episode of Game of Thrones.
So, what?
Man, I too complicated. Too many characters.
The six scenes alone was enough for me, man.
Okay. Right.
It was lit.
Nasty. I wanna get down to some serious lockdown business with you. Obviously, we're all going through a bit of a crazy time right now. And I know just before this all happened, you opened up a gym. You started an insanely successful CBD company. How's that affected you and how are you kind of rolling on right now?
Boy, right now, everything's just gone to a standstill. So you can catch me on your local webcam flashing my boobs and my personality.
You've got OnlyFans.
You know what, Nasty? Yeah. What I want to know is about the CBD business, because I'm a big CBD fan. Huge, massive, changed my life. Tell me about your business.
Nasty's just flashing a big thing of CBD gummies. So what's that about?
Well, boom, basically, I've got stronger CBD in the market. Yeah, my CBD is nanotechnology, it's full spectrum. That means it's not synthetic size, it's not made for money-consuming purposes, it's actually made for helping and healing. When I first got into the whole CBD business, I used my mum as a guinea pig. My mum has sickle cell trait, so she had she was getting blood iron infusion injections from the hospital. So, like, every couple of weeks, she has to go and get iron infusion. So, I started making my mum take my cannabis oil. In 2 weeks, it restored her blood levels to normal. Her blood levels were perfectly normal. Normal iron infusion tablets. Then she had a hip replacement within a month, as well as exercising and taking my CBD. My mum was perfectly fine. Without her crutches or anything. People saying she's showing off at church. From then I was like, rah, I'm onto something. Do you know what I mean? So,
question, does your CBD have any THC in it?
No, it's 0% THC. Processing what I go through for my CBDs and nanotechnology, it's illegal in England, so my CBDs are made in America. Well, but what nanotech does, basically, there's no THC, but the microfibers, it blasts the atoms, the actual atoms of the CBD. So it makes it easier into your blood system. So the reason why my CBD is so strong, because it hits straight away. It's a bit like Iburethin Plus.
Are the benefits? Because for me, it helps me sleep. It helps me cope. What do you think are the benefits of CBD?
Well, the benefits of CBD for a lot of different people, different strokes, like me, it helped with anxiety, helped me with relaxing, it helped me definitely with sleeping. But most importantly, the reason why I started taking it a lot was for muscle repair. Me doing my MMA, my mixed martial arts, like a lot of the stuff I do is very, like pressures, like a lot of weight on my joints. I'm a big guy. So the next day I'm always in a lot of pain. From I started taking the CBD, like a lot of people don't know, the CBD is one of the biggest inflammatories. It takes away all inflammatory. Yeah, man. So all like the swelling and aches and pains in my muscles, that it definitely works with that. And I used to get kind of anxious in my car. I do a lot of driving. So when you do like driving for like 3 hours straight, you know, you just feel your car feels like a floating box. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
You also smoke a lot of weed, which relaxes a lot of people. So I wanted to know, what's the difference between CBD and weed?
Now, where is it? People have to understand this, like, what you use a paracetamol for is not the same thing you'd use ibuprofen for.
Ibuprofen, yeah.
Yeah, ibuprofen and paracetamol are two different things. So THC and CBD are two different things. CBD is a full-on 100% medicinal purpose of looking at cannabis. Do you know what I mean? CBD is not going to make you monged out in your front room or ever have the potentials of making you feel high. There's no psychedelic agents in it for that.
It's a medicinal thing. One's a recreational thing.
Definitely.
Okay.
And you got to notice the difference with CBD. CBD is the best medicinal thing for pain. Do you get what I mean? Like, remember, though, when you take a lot of paracetamols and stuff, you can't shit. It's constipation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You get so, proof juice for that, babe.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I got you.
But
no.
Imagine taking something that didn't make you constipated. It kills the pain, and it still leaves your bowels working normally.
And how are you dealing with the lockdown? How are you feeling? What has it affected you?
Definitely. Remember, I'm a socialite, innit? I'm a socialite. I'm always out and about and I'm always busy. So for me to be still for such a long period of time is frustrating. But truth be told, yeah, it's the longest I've got to spend with my family. Like,
I was about to say, I saw a little video of you and your daughter. And I know my sister also has a kid in the house at the moment. And obviously, it's amazing to spend a lot of time. But I like having that much time with your entire family. Is it getting to you?
Of course. I want to strangle the person who made My Little Pony. That's who I want to strangle. I can't keep up with all these cartoons. I'm telling you.
Oh, what are you watching at the moment? What are you binging on? What is your series of the second of the moment?
Gangs of London. That's a sick program.
Yeah. I heard that's amazing. Is it amazing?
Yeah, man. It's really good, man.
What? Tell me about it. Tell me everything about it.
I don't want to be a spoiler, but it's...
Okay, no spoiler, but tell us the gist.
No, spoil a little bit.
All right. It's about flipping a family, a well gangster family in England, but different types. It's got Mumbai in there. It's got Turkish. It's got the Yardies in there. It's a sick reflection. A sick reflection of organised crime in England. And I like the fighting scenes. The fighting scenes, it's budget. It's nice, man. It has you on the edge of your seat.
Do you think it's authentic?
Parts of it is, but it's a film, isn't it?
Mm.
Parts of it's authentic, and some parts of it states, so you know, it's actually a film, not real life.
So just going back on what you were saying before, because my first question that I asked was, you know, you had opened all these businesses and everything's kind of come to a standstill. Are you finding that you're adapting to putting things online? I see you doing like a lot of fitness videos. Is that promoting your gym or are you just holding out to the end?
Truth be told, yeah, I haven't really painted it that way. The whole world's gone on standstill, so it's not just me. Do you know what I mean? There's bigger businesses out there what's gone on standstill. So on that part of side of things, I just leave it in God's hand. The exercise thing, as you know, I'm looking to have my first MMA fight end of the year. Yeah, man, for the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
It's something I enjoy. So also, I've, like, my little introduction into the whole world of fitness, one thing I like about exercise, it does help you clear your mind. Do you know what I mean? Either chemicals it releases in your brains or something.
We chat about this all the time. I'm always like, do you know what? I'm a different person when I get up and I exercise and I can think clearly.
Yeah, man. Need it, man. Just even all the sweating, the endorphins, it just needs to be done. Like, I'm a strong believer. There's no one fix for everything. So there's not going to be a magic pill what's going to make everything go away. Like, yes, everything's going to be with a balance. You're going to have to eat good. You're going to have to exercise well and put the right things in. You know what I mean? It's a synergy.
I want to go back because I had, and this little story that has stuck in my mind for many years now. And I remember we were in the car with my manager, Jay Spio. This was actually back when we first met, and I had hustled in on a shoot with you. You guys were shooting for Seek, which is an amazing VR brand. And we were sitting in the car afterwards, and we were having a little chat about the different routes that people take to get to success or their goal. And I genuinely found what you said really inspirational, because you said, La, in the beginning, you were putting out these music videos and they weren't translating and you were spending time and money on them, and you have to find the path that worked for you to get to where you want to go. And I think that resonated with me, and I think it would resonate with a lot of people, because we have this perception that there's an A to B, or there's the right route to get to where you want to go. And you know what? Sometimes you have to take the long way around.
Everyone's got their own path to take, man. Some is straight and some is curved.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you got to kind of having the big nasty show and getting the huge success that you have now from, you know, when you were coming up and trying to really hustle?
Fuck, you know, I'm high. I'll give you a quick version of it. I'm a funny person, naturally funny. I'm not a comedian or that person who tries to be funny. I'm just naturally funny. And luckily, it worked in my favour. The whole TV stuff, to be honest, that was supposed to be more like my pension plan when I'm old and wrinkly. You know what I mean? So the fact that, like, I'm getting so many opportunities with it now, and to have, like, when I had the opportunity with the Nasty Show, yeah, I can make something what displays my culture and have, like, the blackest thing on TV. Do you get what I mean? Like,
the blackest thing on TV. How do you mean by that, though? Because there's a lot of black culture, you know, in movies and everything. Do you mean, like, in a real sense?
In a real TV show. Mm. My audience, you would never see in a Jonathan Ross show.
Yeah.
Or a Graham Norton show. When you see the Big Nasty Show come on TV and it pans out to the audience, that is real in London.
Mm-hmm.
Real multicultural, diverse London. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Because, do you know, Laura, yeah, she sends me links to your show all the time.
Yeah, I hear something really interesting. So my manager, actually, when I told her that we were interviewing you, the first thing she says is that Big Nasty is the only one that pays all his guests.
On the Big Nasty Show.
On the Big Nasty Show. And I thought that was just the loveliest thing, you know, that you actually, that you pay your guests.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a nice thing, because we're all artists and this is a tough world, you know?
Cool. Why not? When I can make everyone eat, why not, man? Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Right. Now, see, before we get on to the finishing bits, we've got a little game we play on this show.
Yes, come on.
So have you ever heard of the game? And I know you have, because you've been in a few after parties in your time. I've never, ever. Basically, the game is I say, I've never, ever, and I'll say a scenario. And if you've done it, normally in an after party, you have to take a shot, but no, because this is when the game's normally played. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, because we put a spotlight on a charity each week, instead of taking a shot, you have to donate whatever amount. It can be a pound, it can be whatever, to our charity of choice, if you have done it. Does that make sense?
All right, cool.
Okay. So first question is, I've never, ever in a lockdown drunk sexted my ex?
No.
Okay. I've never, ever in a lockdown not showered for 2 days.
No. That's how you get corona. That's how you get corona.
All right. I've never, ever in a lockdown got so high that I've eaten all of my munchy food.
Yeah, I've done that.
Now, Nasty, is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners out there in terms of advice, a bit of inspiration?
Yeah.
You know, just some
inspirational quotes, just something to lift their spirits.
Check my book out, How to Be Nasty. It's available. And to everyone out there grinding, keep doing what you're doing. There's no shortcuts. In the words of my mate Andy, you can only piss with the cock you got.
You only piss with the... I can't even say it.
Say one more time.
You can only piss with the cock you got.
Nasty, I love you
so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I really, really appreciate... Well, we really appreciate it. And we cannot wait till Corona is over so we can see you.
Oh, bless you, man.
We love
you. Have a great day, yeah?
Thank you. Bye, my darling.
Bye.
Wow, what an interview. I mean, he's really just so knowledgeable.
Yeah, that was so cool. Also, the story about his mother and how she recovered through CBD. Mm. That was really interesting, I thought.
I think it's really interesting because CBD is marketed often so closely to weed that mm-hmm. we forget that it is medicinal and it's not recreational and that it has so many amazing elements to it.
Fingers crossed, right? Yeah. I mean, because I use it. So
I know that you really do love CBD and I've seen a lot of different CBD products in your household. no, really, the creams and you really do stand by it. First thing, out of all of Nasty's range, and like I said, he's got everything from bath bombs to gummies to the whole lot. What would you be most interested in using?
So for me, what works the best are actually the CBD oil too that you orally take. Mm. So I take between 2,000 and 3,000 milligrams, which is quite strong. And I take about... I don't take the whole thing. I only take a drop and I put it under my tongue and it really helps me sleep. I'm a horrific insomniac. I've had insomnia ever since I was, I think, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years old. I started reading from a young age and my mother would come into the room and she'd be like, oh, you're up already. And I was like, no, I never went to sleep. And
I know.
That's really something that has stayed with me. And I've been struggling with sleep and especially in this lockdown with sleep anxiety. Mm. So I'm a big fan of his products anyway, but I'm a big fan of the oil. I think the cream works very well if you have any sort of ailments.
Do you know what he was saying in the interview is it's an anti-inflammatory. And I'm really interested in trying that out because I do get quite bad neck and back problems.
Yeah.
So
do you remember I massaged it actually into your back?
You did. So
this will do nothing for our reputation. But yes, I did massage it into your back actually last week, didn't I?
You did.
And you loved it.
I loved every second of it. No, Nasty, if you want to send me any creams over, I'll be a willing recipient.
Bad. That's recipient. So cool. And I will happily massage it into you.
I know you would.
I'm just laughing, guys, because Lara and I are getting an interesting reputation.
No,
I'm kind of laughing about it.
Okay, because you know our podcast has said that we are now adult roomies.
Yeah,
and we have got some interesting messages that are asking whether we are in fact a throuple, and we are not.
No, or also I've gotten messages going adult roomies as in anything adult related, and I go, well, yes, adult content, but not adult rated as in what you would think. Thank you very much. Although nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
But that's not who we are, what the show is about. But, you know, I'll take a compliment because you're beautiful and you're amazing.
Aww.
And I do want to say, yeah, Nasty was very open about it. He said that his mother has sickle cell and that this has helped her. And there is a lot of people suffering from that. So,
So what we'll do is we'll link all of his products in our stories. So make sure you look at our social media. And the other thing that I did want to say is that the charity that we will be looking at is one of Big Nasty's choice. So we're shining a light on a charity each week, and this one is called The Baked Beans Company, and it's been helping people with learning disabilities get more from their lives. It's been around since 1997. It is a fantastic charity. We're going to link it also in our social medias. Anyone that can donate anything to this charity, I think, even though we are going through COVID times, other charities out there still need to be supported. So I think this is a really worthy one.
Absolutely. I agree with you. With that, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We have an incredible guest next week.
Yes.
I'm so, so, so excited, and I would love to leak it, but
I'm not.
But I want to say thank you for tuning in. It means a lot to us. We've been recording this. We're still in my closet.
Yes.
Recording, and we just want to give a big shout out to everyone that has supported us. And come back next week, Tuesday, we shall release our brand new episode with...
Ba-ba-da-dum!
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.